章八至十六节。好，让我哋咧一齐咧睇住 PowerPoint 上面嘅经文，或者咧你手里面你如果你睇你嘅电话都可以，让我哋一齐咧听我读出今日嘅经文，《出埃及记》十七章八至十六节。那时亚玛力人来到利非丁和以色列人争战，摩西对约书亚说：你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛力人争战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛力人争战。摩西、亚伦与胡尔都上了山顶。摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦和胡尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛力人王和他的百姓。耶和华对摩西说：我要将亚玛力人的名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上作纪念，又念给约书亚听。摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，翻出来就是耶和华是我升旗的意思。又说：耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛力人争战。今日的经文读笔，今日咧为我哋去讲到咧系我哋嘅主任牧师，主任牧师Pastor Steve， 咁让佢嘅说话咧都去继续嘅教导我哋。
Happy to be with you.
好高兴跟大家喺埋一齐。
But this is not one of my favorite Sundays to preach.
但系呢个主日咧，唔系陈牧师最喜欢嘅日子之一。
That's because I lost an hour of sleep and you lost an hour of sleep.
因为少瞓咗一个钟。
So I hope that God will keep you awake to hear from God's word.
希望大家让我哋可以有精神去听从神的话语。
I want to begin with a confession.
陈牧师先要做一个要分享一件事。
I find it very difficult to pray.
陈牧师亦觉得系祈祷系一件好难嘅事。
Now you may say, well, aren't you the senior pastor?
咁可能会话吓你系主任牧师。
Yes.
咁的确系。
I've been in ministry for 40 years.
咁陈牧师已经侍奉咗四十年啦。
I've been a Christian for about 50 years.
已经做基督徒。大概五十年。
I went to seminary.
都读过神学。
But I find prayer difficult.
但系都觉得祈祷都好唔容易。
But I know that prayer is important.
但祈祷好重要。
I know it's a commandment.
系知道系我哋系神命令我哋要做嘅。
It's an essential part of the Christian life.
系基督徒嘅生活中好重要嘅一部分。
But it's still a struggle for me to pray.
但对我来讲都是一个对陈牧师来讲是一个很大的争战。
And I suspect that prayer is a struggle for many of you as well.
陈牧师都认为对我们所有人都可能祈祷是一件不简单的事。
You've heard that how important prayer is.
我们会经常听到说祈祷是几重要。
But for many of us, we struggle with it.
但对我们很多人我们是 会有挣扎。
We wonder if this prayer really make a difference.
我哋会谂有系咪有用嘅祈祷。
Does it really change anything?
有冇办法改变到任何事？
For some of us, we come from a more scientific mindset.
我哋有些人系有科学嘅背景。
And we sort of think that we're in what is called a closed system.
咁我哋会认为我哋系一个所谓比关嘅系统里。
And so we wonder, is there a cause and effect relationship between prayer and what actually happens in the world?
咁我哋可能会谂祈祷系咪因为嗰个缘由，所以会有呢个结果咧？
Or perhaps we have a lot of Asian cultural work ethic.
或者我哋亚洲人嘅文化背景，我哋个会影响我哋个工作嘅态度。
That we're as immigrants came to this country with nothing, and we just have to work hard for everything.
好似我哋系移民咗乜都冇，咁就系靠自己去博取我哋所有嘅。
So if you want anything to happen, you just have to work hard.
当然你要任何事情发生咧，你就系要勤力做嘢。
And prayer doesn't seem like it helps in any way.
咁祈祷就好像系冇咩用嘅。
Or perhaps it's our own sin nature.
或者系我哋自己个堕落嘅性质。
That we have a desire to be independent.
我哋嘅渴望系独立。
That we don't want to rely on anybody, including God.
我哋唔想依靠任何人，包括神。
And so prayer is sort of goes against our sin nature.
所以祈祷系违背我哋犯罪、我哋堕落嘅性质。
As I confess to you, I struggle in prayer. I also want to share with you that I've grown in prayer.
咁陈牧师都跟大家承认，佢觉得祈祷系一个唔简单嘅功课，但系佢都喺祈祷呢方面都有成长。
I can say I pray now more than I've ever been in my life.
陈牧师而家系有办法话佢可以佢多祈祷多过佢之前喺佢生命当中越嚟越多。
Maybe it's because of the enormity of being senior pastor of this church.
可能系因为喺主任牧师个责任好大。
But I think God has taught me many lessons as well.
陈牧师认为神都教到佢好多重要的功课。
He's shown to me how important prayer really is.
神启示陈牧师知道祈祷系多么重要。
And so this morning I want to share with you from a passage that has affected me, deeply affected me.
今朝我哋会一齐睇一个经文，对陈牧师系好有亮光。
It has encouraged me and stretched me in my prayer life.
咁系鼓励陈牧师去喺特别喺佢嘅祈祷生命当中。
It helped to change my attitude about prayer.
帮助陈牧师改变佢对祈祷嘅态度。
And we just read the passage from Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16.
我哋啱睇咗出埃及记嘅十七章八至十六节。
And the context of this passage is that the Israelites were delivered from slavery from the Egyptians in Exodus chapter 14.
咁经文嘅背景就系喺出埃及记十四章里边咧，以色列人已经离开埃及地，离开做奴隶嘅日子。
And the huge Jewish number of Jewish people were on their way from the Red Sea to Mount Sinai.
所以所有啲猶太人佢哋從紅海行去西奈山。
They arrived in Mount Sinai in chapter 19.
咁第十九節佢哋就到咗西奈山。
So chapter 17 is sort of like on the way.
所以佢哋而家喺十七章系未到到西奈山。
And there were a lot of people that left, a lot of Jewish people that had left Egypt.
咁好多犹太人离开埃及。
We are told there are over 600,000 men.
咁经文记载就系有60万男人。
And that's about the size of the city of Boston.
咁就係同波士頓個人口差唔多。
And obviously there was women and children on top of that.
咁依啲唔計，有婦女有兒童。
So there was a huge number of people that were traveling from the Red Sea to Mount Sinai.
所以有好多人從紅海一齊去行去西奈山。
And one of the groups.That lived in that Canaan, in the area of Canaan, were called the Amalekites.
咁喺迦南地有一組人，咁佢哋就係亞瑪力人。
Now, Amalek was a descendant. These people were descendants of the grandson of Esau.
咁亞瑪力人係以掃的孫子亞瑪力的後裔。
And so they were sort of like distant cousins, you might say, of the Jewish people.
所以可以話亞瑪力人係猶太人嘅遠親。
But the Amalekites, as one commentator said, was perhaps the most savage and inhumane of the Canaanites.
但係喺解經書裏邊咧，亞瑪力人係可能迦南地中最惡劣、最壞的人。
They were very wicked and sinful people.
佢哋係非常罪性有罪性嘅人。
They certainly rejected the God of Israel.
佢哋係佢哋淘汰，佢哋唔願意跟從以色列人嘅神。
Later on, it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 25. It says, "Remember what Amalek did to you on the way that you came out of Egypt, how he attacked you on the way when you were faint and weary, and cut off your tail. Those who were lagging behind you, he did not fear God."
所以之後喺《生命記》就係咁樣講述亞瑪力人喺《生命記》嘅25章17至18節。你们要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛力人在路上怎样待你？他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你尽后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。
So in this huge caravan of people, the Amalekites particularly attacked the people in the rear.
所以喺咁多呢個咁長嘅一個隊人個以色列人個群隊當中咧，佢哋特別去針對就係後邊行啲人。
They were perhaps people that were old or disabled in some way.
可能呢啲人係長者，可能係有啲殘疾。
Maybe these were the people who were kind of tired.
可能呢啲係行得比較攰啲人。
And the biblical record tells us that the Amalekites particularly attacked those people who were lagging behind.
咁呢個經文就記載話，亞瑪力人就特別針對呢啲就係喺後方啲人。
So the Amalekites were an enemy of the Jewish people.
所以亞瑪力人係猶太人嘅敵人。
And in the story we just read, there are a number of characters that we want to make sure we understand.
所以故事當中有幾個人物我哋想認識。
I think many of you know, of course, Moses.
應該大家都認識摩西。
But, and you also know of Joshua.
咁可能都知道約書亞。
In fact, this is the first mention of Joshua in the Bible.
咁呢個經文當中就係第一次記載到約書亞喺聖經裏邊。
And Joshua would later lead the people of Israel after Moses.
約書亞之後會摩西走之後就是約書亞帶領以色列人。
But there's also Aaron here, who's Moses' brother.
其中一個人物都是亞倫摩西的哥哥。
And there was also another person whose name is Hur, H-U-R.
有另外一個第四個人物就是胡爾。
And tradition tells us that he is perhaps Moses' brother-in-law.
咁猶太人傳統中咧話胡爾應該係摩西的姐夫。
He was married to Moses' sister Miriam.
佢係娶咗摩西個家姐Miriam 嘅丈夫。
So verse 8 tells us that the Amalekites came and attacked the Israel.
所以第八節就係話亞瑪力人去。同以色列爭戰。
In verse 9, Moses has a two-part strategy.
所以喺第九節咧，摩西有一個策略，就係有兩個部分。
The first part is Moses says to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek."
所以首先就係摩西吩咐約書亞就係話：你為我們選出人來，出去。和亞瑪力人爭戰。
Now you have to understand the Israelites was in some sense a newly formed nation.
我哋要了解以色列人係可以話係一個新創嘅一個國家。
They had lived years in Egypt as slaves.
咁佢哋多年喺埃及住，同埋系做奴隶。
And so they didn't have a standing army.
咁佢哋就冇一队一个军队。
They didn't have trained soldiers.
佢哋唔系有受过训练的兵。
And they were basically a nation of slaves.
佢哋系一个国家，但系都系奴隶。
And if they were to fight against an army, they would probably lose.
如果佢哋要同一个军队打仗，佢哋可能会输。
Yet Moses told Joshua, choose some men to go fight against the Amalekites.
但摩西就吩咐约书亚就系、拣出一啲人，我哋就去打亚玛力人。
So imagine Joshua would probably choose the biggest and strongest of all the men.
咁可能约书亚就系拣出最强大啲人选去打仗。
So that was part one of the strategy.
所以呢个系策略嘅第一步。
But part two is in the second part of verse 9.
咁第二步就喺九节嘅后之后。
Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.
第九节就记载摩西说：明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。
So we sort of think that, oh, well, I guess Moses is just going to be an observer.
所以我哋可能初步谂，哦，摩西只系喺度观察紧。
He's just on top of the hill. He'll be watching Joshua and all the people fighting.
就摩西就喺山顶睇住约书亚同埋所有啲人喺度打仗。
But verse 10 tells us that not only did Joshua do as Moses told him to, Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
所以就係第十節可以見到約書亞唔單係聽從摩西嘅吩咐呢，喺山頂上面呢有摩西、胡爾同埋亞倫。
And verse 11 is really interesting.
咁十一節就我哋可以睇到。
It says, whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. Whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed.
十一节就是摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛力人就得胜。
And so, how the battle went down in the valley below depended upon what Moses was doing with his hands.
所以就系喺呢个谷里边嘅征战咧，佢个胜败就系在乎于摩西嘅手喺做乜咯。
But there was a problem.
但系有个问题。
As Moses had his hands up, he kind of got tired.
咁摩西举手嘅时候咧，佢就会
And so he got weary.
佢越嚟越攰。
And so they got a stone for him to sit on.
所以就揾咗一个石头俾摩西坐。
And then they had Aaron on one side and Hur on the other to kind of keep his hand up.
咁就会亚伦就两边咧就帮手推起摩西的手。
And they were able to keep it up so that the Israelites were able to win the battle.
咁佢哋就一齐扶起摩西嘅手，令到以色列人就可以打胜仗。
Verse 13 says, and Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword.
咁第十三节，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛力王和他的百姓。
So the big question is, who defeated the Amalekites?
所以問題是誰打敗擊敗亞瑪力人呢
Well, if you go with verse 13, it says Joshua overwhelmed the Amalek and his people with the sword.
咁直接睇第十三節就係約書亞咯，因為佢用刀去擊敗佢哋咯。
And when they're talking about Joshua, obviously it must be talking about the army that was with him.
咁提到約書亞就係話同佢一齊嘅軍隊。
It talked about how they used the sword.
佢哋如何用刀？
And even though they were a nation of slaves going against a professional army, they were able to have the victory.
咁虽然呢、个国家以色列国家系都系奴隶，佢哋要对付一个好专业嘅军队，但系透过佢哋有办法去打胜。
And so we might say, oh, it must have been Joshua and his army. They won the victory.
所以我哋会认为，哦，系约书亚同佢嘅军队，佢哋。得到呢个胜利。
Somehow they had extra adrenaline or whatever, and they were able to just beat the Amalekites.
佢哋透过个多啲精神就可以打败啲亚玛力人。
Or we could say, well, it was Moses who defeated the Amalekites.
或者我哋会认为系摩西打败亚玛力人。
Because it tells us whenever Moses had his hand up, Israel was winning, and whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek was winning.
因为经文都系话哦，摩西何时举手就以色列人就会赢，何时垂手亚玛力人就得胜。
And we could also add Aaron and Hur that they helped out as well.
咁又可以话哦，亚伦会佢都帮忙。
But the biblical record says it wasn't either of those two who won the victory.
但再睇经文唔系佢哋唔系摩西或者约书亚得到呢个胜利。
Because if you read in verse 14 and 15, God said to Moses, "This is a really important event."
可以见到喺十四、十五章咧，神对摩西说呢个系好重要嘅一件事。
I don't want people to forget what happened here.
我唔希望人会忘记今日发生过咩事。
I want you to memorialize what has happened.
我希望以色列人纪念呢件事。
I want you to build an altar.
我希望你哋筑一个坛。
And the name of it is "The Lord is my banner."
咁呢个坛个名就系耶和华是我的旗。
So I understand that the Chinese just transliterates the Hebrew.
咁我哋个和合本就系话耶和华尼西就系只系音译嗰个希伯来文。
It uses the word Nisai.
咁就系用尼西。
Which means banner or flag.
咁意思就係旗。
So it's not Moses is in my flag or Joshua, it is the Lord is my banner.
咁唔係呢個聖靈唔係話係摩西或者同耶和華唔係約書亞同埋係同嗰個旗，呢個就係耶和華的旗。
So the credit goes to the Lord.
这个胜利的缘由是在乎于神。
And so, what is the application that we see from this story that the Lord said is so important to remember?
所以在经文当中，我们的应用是为什么是这么重要，是要我们记载呢，要我们学习呢？
Let me share with you three points of application.
应用有三点。
First,Prayer makes a difference.
首先是祈祷有效。
Now, you may say, wait a minute, I don't see prayer in this passage.
咁可能会觉得奇怪，呢段经文冇提到祈祷呢两个字。
And you are correct, there's no mention of prayer here.
咁係冇错，经文冇直接提到祈祷。
But there does mention about lifting up his arms and holding up the staff of the Lord.
但是有提到摩西要举手要攞神的杖。
So lifting up your hands actually is a common way of prayer in those days.
所以举手在犹太人当中是一个很普遍的祈祷 的表示。
When I say let's pray, what do you guys do?
如果陈牧师叫我们大家祈祷，我们是做什么呢？
Well, you say, I put my hands together and bow my head.
咁我们就是
close my eyes.
手是咁合合埋，我哋个头低会耷低，同埋眼要闭上。
But in the Jewish culture, for instance, in Psalm 63 verse 4, it says, "So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands."
所以喺犹太传统当中咧，就喺诗篇63章4节就系话：我还活着的时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。
And in the New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, Paul wrote, I desire then that in every place that men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling.
在新約裏面，保羅這樣寫，在提摩太前書2章8節，我願男人沒憤怒，沒爭論，舉起聖潔的手，隨處禱告。
So even though prayer is not mentioned in the Exodus passage, for the Jewish people, they would connect it to prayer, certainly.
所以出埃及记冇直接写祈祷、祷告呢两个字，但系犹太人就会明白到举手系佢会连接埋祷告嘅意思。
Now, God could have defeated the Amalekites in many different ways.
咁神都有好多方法可以打败亚玛力人。
If you look at what God did at the Red Sea,
如果见到神喺红海嘅作为
，The Jewish people were just observers。
犹太人当时就只系佢哋就系观看神嘅作为。
God took care of the Egyptian army himself。
咁就系神亲自去对付埃及嘅军队。
The Jewish people didn't have to do anything。
以色列人乜都唔使做。
But in this case, God made the height of the rod and where Moses' arms were, dependent upon, victory depended upon the, in some sense, the height of the rod.
咁喺呢场同亚玛尼人呢个争战当中咧，佢个胜负在乎于神力像同埋摩西嘅手举几高。
Now,God doesn't want you to think that, oh, we have to find this magic rod.
咁唔係神就叫我哋要搵一个好魔術嗰个神聖像就係囉。
No, it's the God that's behind the rod.
我哋要尋找呢个喺呢个像个背后嘅神。
Just it is the God behind the prayer.
好似神喺祈祷嘅背后。
It's, prayer is not something just magical that we just say the right words.
咁唔係祈禱就係好似個咒語，你讀咗你就會得到你想要嘅。
But God would work differently if we depended upon Him and prayed to Him.
但神可能透過我哋嘅祈禱，佢個行動會有所改變，因為我哋嘅祈求。
John Wesley said this.
惠斯理咁寫。
God will do nothing except in answer to prayer.
神是什么不做，除了回应祈祷。
I remember thinking about that statement.
我陈牧师就思考这个词句。
And I try to think of exceptions and all these other ways to say that this is not true.
咁一直谂有冇可能啊？有冇依句话唔啱啊
？But in some sense, God was saying, you know, I'm not going to do act in any way unless you pray.
但是就可以见到就是神是讲话他不会做出行动除了我们去向他祈求。
He will act in one way if we don't pray, but he'll act in another way if we do pray.
就是神他可能会这样做他已经预先会这样的行动如果我们不祈祷但是我们祈祷他可能有另外一个行动
James chapter 4 verse 2 says You do not have because you do not ask God
雅各书四章二节写你们得不着是因为你们不求
And so for a lot of us we get, it's difficult to grasp that
对我们很多人来说是可能很难理解
That God somehow is holding backIn some sense, unless we pray.
就是神是保留祂的能力等到直到我们祈祷。
Just as in this story, God acted a certain way when his arm was raised up and acted another way when the arm was down.
在这个经文就好像说神的行为祂的举动是摩西的手举起是一个咁嘅举动，摩西嘅手垂低嘅时候咧，就神有做力，就有另外嘅一啲举动。
And I believe this is a really hard lesson for many of us.
咁呢个对我哋嚟讲都系一个好难嘅功课。
Albert Einstein is widely credited of saying, "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results."
咁爱因斯坦有一句。好多人认为是他讲的一句就是说白风的意思就是你一直做同样的事但是你一直希望有不同的结果。
And I would say a number of church leaders have quoted this to me many times.
咁陈牧师从好多不同的教会领袖都有听到这句话。
And what they're saying is, we need to do more.
他们的意思就是我们要做更多事
We need to change things.
我们要改变
We need to have a new plan.
我们要有新的计划
But very few of them will say, oh, we need to pray more.
但比较少人会说我们要多些祈祷
And because prayer makes a difference.
因为祈祷是有效
And so many times we try with our own plans and our own effort to do something.
好多時我哋會用自己嘅勤力、自己嘅意思去完成一件事。
And we sort of pay lip service to prayer.
咁我哋就喺口頭就係只係話哦，係祈禱重要。
But we truly need to understand prayer makes a difference.
我哋真係要真正意識到祈禱係有效嘅。
Hudson Taylor said this: When we work, we work. When we pray, God works.
戴德森係咁寫：我哋工作時係我們工作，但係我哋祈禱時就係神工作。
So we need God's supernatural power in our lives and in the ministry of our church.
我哋需要神嘅超自然嘅能力喺我哋嘅生命同埋我哋教會當中。
And we'll talk about the need to have meetings and planning and hard work.
咁係冇錯，都需要開會，需要有啲企劃，需要付出一啲辛苦。
But we need to understand that prayer makes a difference, first of all.
我哋要首先了解祈禱係有效、有改變性。
The second point of application is prayer is hard work.
咁應用第二點就係祈禱需要努力。
And again, we see in this story, oh, Moses just lifts up his hands with the rod and Israel would be winning.
咁呢個經文我哋就見到就係摩西一舉手呢就會贏了。
And we may say, that's pretty easy.
咁我哋個覺得咁我唔係好難啫。
But as we read further, it says he got tired, he got weary.
但我哋繼續睇就係見到係摩西係會疲乏，係會疲乏。
He needed some help.
佢需要幫助。
And I think it tells to us that prayer is hard work.
佢摩西需要幫助，都可以見到祈禱係一件要需要努力嘅事。
We often would say prayer is talking to God.
我哋經常會話祈禱係同神傾偈。
And we can all say, talking is pretty easy.
咁我哋都可以覺得講嘢都唔難。
But sometimes we lose focus.
但有時我哋就會失去我哋嘅專注。
Sometimes we get distracted.
有時我哋會分心。
Sometimes we get sleepy.
有時我哋會眼瞓。
So prayer is hard work.
所以祈禱需要努力。
Paul describes a person in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12.
保罗形容一个人在哥罗西书四章十二节。
His name is Epaphras.
咁呢个人个名就系以巴弗。
And he describes him as he is always wrestling in prayer for you.
咁以巴弗被保罗咁形容，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力地祈求。
The root Greek word means to agonize.
Kaliman 嘅原字就係爭戰，要好努力去
in other translations, it's a struggling in prayer for you.
其他啲翻譯就係去為你們去掙扎。
And so what we're saying, prayer is hard work.
所以我哋就見到祈禱係需要好多嘅努力。
And so sometimes we need prayer partners to encourage us.
有時我哋需要有代禱嘅合伴去鼓勵我哋。
People to encourage us to keep us accountable.
讓我哋可以常常得到鼓勵，又可以讓我哋可以被提醒。
So not only did Moses have Aaron and Hur, we also need people.To encourage us and help us in our prayer lives.
摩西佢除咗亞倫同胡爾，我哋都需要有人喺我哋個祈禱生活當中。
The third lesson we have from this story is prayer accompanies action.
應用第三點就係祈禱係連帶住行動。
As I mentioned to you before, when God delivered the Jewish people out of Egypt, the Israelites didn't have to do anything.
咁我哋之前可以見到神救以色列人出咗埃及咧，以色列人係唔使做任何事。
They were just watching God do all this supernatural stuff.
佢哋就係觀看神用超自然嘅方法去做好多事。
But the with the Amalekites, God something did something different.
但係見到亞瑪力人咧，神做咗唔同。
He said, "You have to go out and fight them."
佢吩咐話：以色列人，你要出去去打仗。
But you also have to have Moses lifting up the rod on top of the hill.
也需要摩西企喺山頂，舉起依個杖。
So Joshua and his army still had to go and fight the Amalekites.
所以約書亞同佢個軍隊都係需要出咗去去面對亞瑪力人。
They had swords, there were arrows, there was hand-to-hand combat. People maybe got killed.
他们有刀他们有一些箭他们要一起打他们很可能都会有些伤亡。
But they also needed Moses on top of the hill to gain the victory.
他们都需要摩西在山顶才可以打到胜仗。
So the new normal, you might say, for God is that God works through us.
所以我们可以见到神是透过我们行动。
And so we can apply it to our ministry of our church.
咁呢个我哋都可以应用喺我哋教会嘅事工。
That, let's say we want to reach people with the gospel.
譬如我哋可能想传福音俾咁多人。
Well, yes, we need to go out and, you know, learn how to share the gospel and go out into the, to our neighbors to share the gospel.
咁我哋一定要學習如何傳福音，我哋都要行出去同我哋個鄰居去講去分享。
But we also need to pray as well.
但係我哋都非常需要做祈禱。
And to rely on the Holy Spirit to work in people's hearts.
我哋需要依賴聖靈係去感動人嘅心。
So we need to do what we see here in this passage.
我哋需要做出我哋喺經文當中教導我哋嘅事。
There's action involved.
有行动。
There's things that we need to do.
我哋有嘢要做。
But there's also dependence upon God as well.
我哋都要依赖神。
It's not either or, but both.
唔系只系行动或者只系依赖，系两者都要。
Augustine put it this way.
奥古斯丁系咁写。
Pray as though everything depended on God, and work as though everything depended on you.
佢写系祈祷好似每件事都在乎神，都靠着神；但系工作好似每件事都系靠着你。
So our battle is not a physical battle against some enemy today.
我哋个今时嘅仗咧，唔系一个肉体嘅，唔系看得见嘅敌人。
Our battle is a spiritual battle.
我哋个征战系一个属灵嘅战。
And we want the church to be victorious.
我哋希望教会打胜仗。
We want souls to be won.
我哋希望人认识神。
We want to see harmony and unity in our church.
我哋希望我哋教会可以和谐，可以统一。
We want to see our church to be financially strong.
我哋希望教会嘅财务系。
We want to see people serving the Lord.
我哋希望见到更多人一齐侍奉。
We want to be salt and light.In this community.
希望在社区我们去做光同盐。
And we gain that not only with our efforts, but through prayer.
咁我们教会可以到达到咁样，唔系单系我们的行为，系透过祈祷。
Now we can have all these programs and all these things that we can do.
我们可以有好多项目、好多事工、好多嘢可以做。
But if we don't pray, we will be defeated.
但如果冇祈祷嘅话，我哋就会输。
Our attendance will be stagnant.
我哋个人数就会平极唔增长。
There'll be a lot of internal fighting.
我哋可能好多内部嘅纷争。
We'll have a deficit in our treasury.
我哋嘅财务就会有赤字。
We won't get enough people to help in ministry.
我哋侍奉上就揾唔到人嚟
出嚟。We won't be able to impact our community.
我哋冇办法影响我哋嘅社区。
And so we need to plan, we need to work hard, but we need to pray.
我哋需要计划，我哋需要付出我哋个努力，但系我哋都好需要祈祷。
All we have to do is look at the early church.
我哋就可以睇初期教会。
In Acts chapter 1 and 2, we find that there were 120 people gathered in the upper room and they prayed for 10 days.
我哋喺《使徒行传》第一章同埋第二章咧，可以见到有120个人，咁佢哋就居住喺一个楼上嘅房咧，咁佢哋就足足祈咗十日。
At the end of those 10 days, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, preached for 3 minutes, and 3,000 souls were saved.
所以依个120个信徒，佢哋就祈咗祷十日，咁。彼得咧就充满圣灵，呢十日后咧，佢就讲咗一篇道，佢讲到三分钟咧，就当时就3000个灵魂就得救。
Today we just pray 3 minutes and preach for 10 days, and many times we don't even get 3 people saved.
所以今时咧，我哋可能就祈祷三分钟，我哋讲到十日，咁好多时可能都唔到三个灵魂得救。
So I guess I would challenge all of our members to be praying for the church every day.
我呼吁我哋啲会友日日为教会祈祷。
I know Ida brought us through a time of prayer in our worship service.
我哋见到Ida 姊妹有带我哋一齐祈祷。
But I hope that you will do it at home each and every day.
我都希望我哋每人活动屋企都可以日日都纪念教会。
To commit to pray for our church.
我哋可以是经常为纪念教会去祈祷。
Pray for our leaders.
去为领袖祈祷。
Pray for our ministries.
纪念我们的事工。
Pray for our outreach.
祈祷我们的外展。
Pray for more workers.
祈祷我们有更多工人。
Pray for guidance for expansion.
我们都祈为我们的教会的一个扩堂有更多智慧。
The leaders are faced with some very important decisions to be made in the coming months.
教会领袖们需要作出一些很大的决定在这几个月内。
We'll change the direction, you might say, of our church.
咁这些决定可能会影响教会未来的方向。
And we want to know what is God's will.
领袖们希望知道神的旨意。
Now, we've been doing a lot of meetings, debating, analysis, all these things.
咁都做咗好多开会啊，好多啲分析去了解。
But ultimately, we just want to know what does God want us to do.
但最终领袖们希望知神希望我哋做乜。
So I hope that you will join us in prayer for expansion and for the other ministries of our church.
我希望所有会友可以为教会扩堂同埋教会啲事工都纪念喺祷告上。
And I believe as we mobilize all of our church to be praying to God, God will lead us and provide for us.
陈牧师相信我哋动员每个会友去为教会祈祷咧，神就会启示我哋，我哋应该系点样去做。
And so I hope that this story in Exodus will motivate you to pray.
我希望这个在出埃及记的故事是可以让我们更有动力去祈祷。